Obi-Wan didn't blame Anakin for his puzzlement. Dee Dee's bet didn't appear to be worth Jedi investigation, but instinct was ticking inside Obi-Wan, telling him that this was something to pursue. Dee Dee nervously scuttled through the crowded streets, his eyes alert for the security force he was sure would be pursuing him soon. It occurs to me that Flea might not be too pleased to hear that I have involved the Jedi, he said. Perhaps it would be better if you went on alone. No, it wouldn't, Obi-Wan answered firmly. Dee Dee turned into a crowded open-air plaza. Obi-Wan's glance swept the plaza. Although he had not seen Flea in many years, he recognized him immediately. He sat with his back to a wall, snaked with blooming vines, tapping one long foot to the music. He was as thin and spidery as ever, and his long ears appeared even longer, the lobes resting on his shoulders. His pleasant expression darkened with apprehension when he saw the Jedi, but he quickly turned it into a welcoming smile.
Dee Dee, old friend, such a surprise to see you on Usaron. Though everyone who is anyone is here. So there you go. Not such a surprise after all.
Do you remember Obi-Wan Kenobi, the great Jedi Knight?
Aye, but he was just a learner when I knew him, Flea said. Obi-Wan, what a fortunate meeting. It is my luck to be able to renew our great friendship.
We were never friends, Obi-Wan pointed out.
We weren't. It's true, and that is a pity.
Flea agreed sadly. Dee Dee tells us you have some information about some of the events at the games, Obi-Wan said. Flea narrowed his eye at Dee Dee.
Do I? I hear things, but nothing important enough to involve the Jedi.
That is not what Dee Dee said. Obi-Wan stood casually, as though he had all the time in the world, but he was prepared to pressure Flea.
All right, Dee Dee said when Flea shot him another look. I told him, but he's a Jedi, Flea. You can't lie to a Jedi.
I don't see why not,
Flea shot back, too angry to watch his words.
They're no different from anybody else.
Oh, yes, Anakin said stridently. We are.
Flea's gaze flicked to the lightsabers tucked into Obi-Wan's and Anakin's belts.
You do have a point. There you go. I could see it. I heard a rumor that one of the events was fixed. I told Dee Dee about it.
After all, why shouldn't my friend benefit?
Are you involved in this? Obi-Wan asked him. Do you know who fixed the obstacle race and how?
I know nothing except this. The participant from Alderaan will win.
Obi-Wan frowned. How could a swoop obstacle race, a series of timed individual races against the clock, be fixed? How do you know?
I don't have to tell you that,
Flea said defiantly. That's true, Obi-Wan said. But you will have to tell the security force for the ruling power. Flea broke into a smile.
No need for that. I'd much rather share with friends. I was told by Quentor, a being very much like me, who does similar work.
Another thief.
Another businessman like myself, who buys and sells information and the occasional valuable item that might find its way into our hands. Quentor swore that there is an insider at the games who has arranged to fix an event. I thought it was a rumor worth a few gambling credits for myself and my friend.
Obi-Wan considered this. Flea was calling it a rumor, but he had told Dee Dee to bet, and no doubt had placed a bet himself. Flea saw Obi-Wan's hesitation.
You might want to place a bet yourself, my friend. Even the Jedi can use wealth. You can stop hitching rides and have your own transports. Maybe invest in some new robes.
Obi-Wan turned and searched the event board. The event is starting soon.
Yes, unfortunately, too late for you to do anything about it, Flea said. So sorry. There you go.
Stadium 5. It's not far, Obi-Wan said. Come on, Anakin. You too, Dee Dee.
Not me, surely. Didi said. I need to visit with my old friend. Obi-Wan had grabbed his collar and yanked him into step next to the Jedi. They hurried from the plaza. Obi-Wan and Anakin quickened their pace, so Didi had a hard time keeping up. There's an air taxi, Didi called, breathing hard. I beg you, Obi-Wan, take it. Obi-Wan signaled and the air taxi zoomed to a stop. It was empty except for the pilot. The swoop obstacle course event, Stadium 5, Obi-Wan said. The pilot nodded without turning and glided back into the air lane. What will we do when we get there? Anakin asked in a low tone. I'm not sure yet, Obi-Wan said. We can't say for sure the event is fixed. We can't make that accusation without more proof. The ship's velocity pushed him back against the seat. Buildings were a blur of bright color as they flashed by. Master, I feel a disturbance in the Force, Anakin murmured. Obi-Wan had been startled by the same feeling. He rose and started toward the pilot, but the cruiser jerked violently to the left, almost throwing him to the floor. Then the pilot reversed the engines and zoomed down another space lane, the wrong way. Cruisers were heading straight for them. The pilot pushed the speed to maximum and jumped to his feet. He balanced for a moment on the lip of the air taxi, then calmly leaped into the air. He was wearing an anti-grav propulsion belt, so he dropped quickly but safely to the ground, leaving them in a runaway taxi screaming the wrong way down an air lane. Anakin vaulted over the rows of seats and landed in the pilot's chair, his hands already outstretched for the controls. In midair, he had seen precisely what he needed to do. A less experienced pilot would have immediately reduced speed. Anakin knew better. He needed the speed to avoid the collision. Instead of slowing, he made a hard right. The cruiser passed them by, so close Anakin could see the fearful gaze of the pilot, who did not have the time or reflexes to alter his course. As soon as they were past the cruiser, Anakin reduced speed while turning to the left. Then he kept the air taxi turning until they were facing in the correct direction. Anakin calmly joined the stream of traffic. Good piloting, Padawan. Obi-Wan sank into a seat behind Anakin. That was close. Didi rose shakily to his feet. What kind of pilot tries to crash an air taxi and then jumps off? I've had some bad air taxi drivers, but... He looked at the Jedi. No. No, no! Yes, Obi-Wan said. It was deliberate. We were definitely targeted, most likely by Flea. Didi shook his head. Not Flea. He's my friend. Well, your friend told someone we were on our way to the stadium, Anakin said. That empty air taxi didn't show up by accident. Anakin slowed the craft, and they all jumped out.